He called Rafe from his office on an encrypted channel. Rafe appeared on the hollow screen, staring almost cross-eyed, his curly hair tangled as if he hadn't slept. Hard night?
Ah, I'm beat. I'm the same hack we moonlighted a month ago. Tough to penetrate. I was through the last gateway when someone spotted me. My encryption was strong enough that they didn't crack it before I got away. But I spent hours hiding my tracks.
Better lie low for a while. You don't want to botch your chances of landing some interesting job, Doctor.
Horseradish.
Rafe frowned and studied his hands, rubbing one against the other.
It's been 5 months since my dissertation defense, and still no academic appointment prospects. Just some office plankton job possibilities.
His gaze rested on Joe.
And how's life in the halls of Ivy?
Seems I'm passing for a professor. Though small p.
At least you're inside the fortress, asking big questions, right?
More than that lately. Can you do me a favor and try, covertly, to find out who this person is?
He sent the image of 76 he'd snapped earlier.
Damn, looks like you're doing more than talking philosophy.
Where'd you find her?
In a river.
I want to go swimming.
Okay, will do. And can you check the news feed about a protest that happened here last night? I want to know what the police have found and what they're doing.
Joe rubbed his beard.
And see if you can find out if they arrested anyone.
Sure. Deep in the water, sounds like,
Rafe said, chuckling.
Just a toe so far.
Joe signed off.
He found her waiting in the living room when he returned that evening. She wore a green outfit that fit well. It complemented her hazel eyes, which stared back at him with subdued vigilance. After some idle talk, she offered to make dinner. She had obviously familiarized herself with his kitchen. She busied herself with the food synthesizer, modifying the program. The plates came out steaming. His mouth watered with the first bite. The flavors were intriguing, which didn't surprise him, coming from this baffling woman.
What are these dishes?
That's spicy stir-fried kale with alt bacon, and these are five-spice alt lamb street kebabs.
Her tone changed, and a prideful shyness flashed across her face.
I like to cook.
Joe was lost in his plate. Finally, he said, Where did you learn to cook like this?
My friends from home have been teaching me. The last 3 or so years, I've just been marking time for a real job. My international period.
Her sarcasm hinted at a deep disappointment.
Since I can't get a passport, I'm stuck here in the States. Hence the cooking lessons.
It was time well spent, stuck in the States. She took small bites while she watched him eat.
Did you find out anything in the news?
Yes, my friend Rafe filled me in this afternoon. The police are reporting they broke up a secret cell of anarchists with a radical agenda. They arrested 41 people, and they said they have the 2 ringleaders. She tensed at the news. Did they name names?
Julian something and Celeste something.
Julian and Celeste, what else did they say about them?
Swift justice being served up these days.
The prosecutors want a sentence of a month in jail for all the regular protesters. They say they'll try the ringleaders for serious crimes. The other trials begin next week.
Her face pleated with worry.
They discovered their names. And so fast,
she said at last. They weren't as rigorous as you've been at keeping their profiles out of the databases, he said.
Her look of confusion gave way to one of anger. His chagrin over giving himself away made him less than careful about his next words.
Not that our checking for you would reveal anything about you. Rafe couldn't even find a database match to your face.
I thought you said you wouldn't expose me, she pounded the table once.
Rafe won't be detected. And there aren't records for anyone to follow, but I needed to know who you are.
His lip throbbed where he'd bitten it. She glared at him across the table.
After what you promised, it isn't fair.
Okay, okay. But look, by harboring you, I'm an accomplice. And I'll do jail time too if caught. I'm sorry for invading your privacy, but I needed to at least check if you had a criminal record. I'm sure that Rafe sleuthing didn't cause any harm.
She collapsed back in the chair, and he thought she was still angry over his perceived betrayal until she said,
"They're my friends."
"Good friends?"
"Yes, good friends. The three of us have been in this fight together for a while."
"So, you're a third ringleader?"
"In this fight for a speck of justice, I'm not third. I am the ringleader."
"More dangerous than I imagined." "Rafe was right. I'm in deep."
"What was it you wanted me to call you? 76? Why the number? And can you please tell me your real name?"